This week, Parshat Vayechi virtually coincides with Asara B'Tevet. Asara B'Tevet falls on Thursday, and to a certain extent, as we have the Jewish week, ushers in the Parsha Vayechi. The Parsha Vayechi is obviously a review of Yaakov's final wishes, the blessings, the barachot, which he bestows upon his children. And the parsha opens, Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, 17 shana. The pasuk which ensues states, Vayikrevu yemei Yisrael lamut, Vayikra lebno liyosef. And if you think about it, both of these opening psukim, to a certain extent, are dichotomous. On the one hand, the opening is Vayechi Yaakov, an emphasis on Chayim, the life of Yaakov. The life of Yaakov for the last 17 years in Eretz Mitzrayim. Whereas the following pasuk, immediately after, says Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lamut. Here, Yaakov is referred to as Yisrael, as opposed to Yaakov in the first pasuk. And now, the pasuk is referring to the mitah of Yisrael, the death of Yisrael. And the question is, why does one pasuk follow the other? What is the significant message? And I believe that the answer is as follows. Vayechi, the emphasis of chayut, of living, finds itself, or can find itself as well, in the word Vayikrevu, Yemei Yisrael Lamut. Vayikrevu means karov, kiruv, to be close. And perhaps even through the mitah, the death of Yisrael, Yaakov is demonstrating to us that as an individual, he can be called Yaakov and reflect upon his chayim. But when he reflects upon his second name, Yisrael, which is representative of a nation, of he being the father of an entire future nation of Am Yisrael, then within reflection of mitah, the only time we do not die, so to speak, kiviyachol, but we continue to vayechi, we continue to live, is by embracing the word vayikrevu. Vayikrevu is karov, kiruv, to be close. In other words, the ability for all of us as a Jewish nation to feel the word of kirva, karov, to appreciate one another for who we are, to accentuate the feeling of achdut, of unity, and to understand that regardless of the fact that there are indeed many differences between us, ultimately we are expected to be and to feel karov, close to one another, related to one another, responsible for one another. That is what allows us and allots us the opportunity to be called Yisrael, to be called a nation. And then we will not be lamut. We will never die. In fact, it's interesting that the pasuk vayikrevu, or the word rather, vayikrevu, also contains within it the word rakuv, which means to rot, and also the word kavur, karov, close, kavur, meaning burial, to be buried. If we do not use the word kavur for the sake of karov, to get close to one another, then indeed we are called metim, kvurim, we are destroyed, and we are ultimately destined towards rikavon, towards being rotted away and destroying one another. But if, on the other hand, we embrace that same word of karov, appreciating one another and uniting with our nation, then even after mitah, even after death, it will not be a sound kvura, a burial, but rather there will be vayechi. We will live, and we will continue to live on as a nation united for one purpose and the cause of serving Hashem and settling in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting because within this parsha, Yaakov goes on to give the barachot to Menashe and Ephraim first, his grandchildren, and then to his children. And classically, we all know that when we bless our sons today, when we have the schut to do so, we do so by reciting Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'chemenashe. And the question is rather obvious. Ephraim and Menashe are hardly monumental figures within Jewish history. In fact, we really don't have any idea what they ever contributed to the Jewish world. If anything, it seems as if they really did nothing. So why do we bless our children to be like Menashe and Ephraim? And one answer, or two answers that I like to give that I read, one answer is that Menashe and Ephraim are the first brothers in Jewish history, at least recorded in Tanakh, who got along with one another, who did not fight with one another. Cain and Hevel were not such. Yitzchak and Yishmael were not such. Yaakov and Esav, obviously not. And Yosef and his brothers, we all know what happened in that entire story. Menashe and Ephraim harbor a special, close, kindred relationship between each other. And therefore, we bless our children that they should get along in the same way. Menashe and Ephraim are also, as I saw this answer by Dr. Saul Roth in an article that he wrote, they are also the first to be born in Galut, outside of Eretz Yisrael, but nonetheless to be able to hold on to a tradition, to hold on to their father's tradition, to embrace what their father represents, to embrace Judaism, as Yosef taught them to do so. And therefore, there is no question that they are successes, or success stories rather, even in the world of Galut of a Mitzrayim, they are nonetheless able to continue the tradition of Yahadut, of Judaism. And we bless our children that regardless of the challenges that they should face, they too should be able to continue to embrace what is most important to us, which is Jewish tradition and our Jewish nation. The idea of kiruv, karov, to bring together the world outside, to be able to utilize it for serving Hashem. Karov, to bring those concepts as one for the sake of chayut, for the sake of perpetuating our future and living as a nation together. Indeed, it's interesting, following the brachot that Yaakov gives to Menashe and Ephraim, we have the brachot that Yaakov gives to all of his children. And as we know, every single one of the children, every single one of the Shvatim receives a separate, individual, unique, characterized, unique bracha that is particular for that individual's personality. Again, here Yaakov emphasizes to us that were we to anticipate our redemption, we can only do so by recognizing that all of us have differences. Every person has a different talent. Every person has something else to bring to the table. Each person has a different attribute with which to contribute to Am Yisrael. But ultimately, recognizing that all of us are different, but recognizing that we have one father, one home, one nation, one purpose, one function, one foundation, that is what allows us to perpetuate our future. And Yaakov is giving the brachot, different brachot, to all of the sons around his bed, demonstrating that in order for us to have Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael, to have Yemei Yisrael, we have to have Vayikrevu Karov. Regardless of our differences, we recognize that we are all ultimately trying to get to the same place and embracing the same ideals. And I think that this is also the message as well with regards to Yaakov Avinu and with regards to being so appropriately placed, Parshat Vayechi, ushering in the day of Asara B'Tevet. Yaakov, as Rav Kook explains, we all know classically Yaakov has the attribute of Emet, of truth. Rav Kook says that Yaakov has another attribute, and that is called Sibuchiyut. He had a very, very difficult life. challenges that were clearly engraved on his countenance. We see the struggles that he encountered, regardless of the time in which he finds himself. From the time that he is in the womb of his mother, to the time in which he goes through the entire ordeal with his brother, with Lavan, with Yosef and his sons, going down to Mitzrayim, bringing the Galut, but nonetheless, Yaakov, regardless of all the sibuchiyut, all of the koshi, all of the difficulty, he realizes that he has to be able to perpetuate a future, that we have to be able to rise up and realize that these koshi, these challenges, are ultimately for the reason of uniting us, to recognize that we are indeed as one. Much like as Rav Kook explains, when you take the attribute of fire, or the characteristic, I should say, the nature of fire, Esh. Esh has the ability to do two things. Esh can either singe, burn, destroy, but Esh can also harden. It can cause unity. So, for example, if somebody takes a sword and makes a certain metal, that metal he brandishes within fire and then puts it in the water, which congeals the metal and makes it that much stronger. So while fire, no doubt, can destroy, fire can also unite and cause strength. That is the fire that we have to be able to learn from. Maase Avot Siman Labanim. That is the strength that Yaakov Avinu demonstrates to us. Regardless of all of the challenges that he had in his life, he realizes that ultimately the most important characteristic, the most important attribute that we have to have is kiruv, karov, to be close to one another, and that will allow us to survive in regardless of all the challenges and obstructions that we face. And I believe that this is the message of the Tzom of Asara B'Tevet. The Rambam in Ilchot Ta'anit says as follows: Yesham yamim shekol Yisrael mitanim bahem bimnei hatzarot she'iru bahen kedei le'orer halevavot v'leftoach darchei hatshuva. The Rambam says there are indeed very difficult days in which Am Yisrael have to fast, commemorate the tragedies and travesty that we may have experienced as one. V'yiyah, however, they are to open our hearts and to pave the way towards tshuva, towards a greater existence. V'yiyah zeh zikaron lema'aseinu hara'im u'ma'asei avoteinu, shehaya kema'aseinu ata, ad shegaram lahem velanu otan hatzarot. Just like our ma'asei avoteinu, the deeds of our forefathers, and our deeds as well, may be bound in the fact that sometimes they are ill-willed, or sometimes they're wrong. Nonetheless, shebizicharon dvarim elu nashuv lehetiv. Through remembering these past events, they should not only serve as obviously depressing commemoration and depressing reflection, but they should serve also as dvarim elu nashuv lehetiv, as means of improving ourselves, as a means of spurring a reaction that allows us to grow and learn from our mistakes. Therefore, says Rav Kook, Im Asara B'Tevet Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. If indeed Asara B'Tevet represents a time in which Melech Bavel, the Babylonian Empire, began a siege on Yerushalayim, Hatikun Hu Binyan Yerushalayim. We must see that event, reflect upon it, be upset about it, and fast, but realize that our reaction is to brandish the sword, to realize that that fire can serve as a means of reconstructing Yerushalayim once again. Continues Rav Kook, Im Bayom Zeh Niftar Ezra, Ezra Sofer, who was the first to wave the banner of Aliyah Chadasha, to come back to Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the first temple, Churban Bayit Rishon, with the Tzivoy of Koresh, who allowed him to go to build the Bayit Sheni. And only one third of Am Yisrael, if that, followed Ezra back to Eretz Yisrael, the vast majority preferring to stay in Chutz La'aretz. If this day of Asara B'Tevet commemorates the death, the demise of Ezra HaSofer, Shehu Yesod HaTorah V'Yesod HaAliyah La'aretz, Ki az nitchazek betorah venosif aliyah la'aretz. If we look at it within all of its tragedy, the death of Ezra, but we use it as a means to once again restore, reinvigorate, and revisit the concepts of chizuk in Torah, and to have more aliyah to Eretz Yisrael than indeed even the demise of this great Navi serves a purpose. Im nitargemah haTorah liYevanit, if on this day of Asara B'Tevet, the Torah was translated, the Septuagint, to Greek, Ayde Tolmos HaMelech Talmai, who wanted the Chachamim, the 70 leaders, to translate the Torah to the Greek translation, and we consider that a tragedy. HaTikun Yeyeh B'Havra'a Ruchanit. The Tikun is, the response should be, that we embrace our Ruchniut once again. We embrace our spirituality. We embrace our Torah within its origins and original state. Says Rav Kook, Yom HaTzom B'Yisodo, this day of fasting in its very basic foundation, Eino Yom Shel Dikaon, should not only or should not be a day of depression, Shel Chulsha V'Shel Bechi Al Tzarot Ha'Avar. It should not only be a day of weakness and of crying, of weeping on what happened in the past, Elamitocha Tzar Ha'amok, but through the great pain, the deep pain that we experience, Anu Ba'im Litchazkut, we should arrive at a strength, Ulebirur Drachim Litikun Ha'atid, and they should serve as a means of strengthening and reinvigorating, reawakening within us the drive to rebuild and reconstruct a future path. This future path, which was paved for the first time in this week's Parsha of Vayechi. When is it Vayechi Yaakov? Yaakov being the forefather Ekev on this land, in the Adama, the heel that binds us to this world. We are only Chayim. We can only experience life, Chayim, in this world if we have Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael. If we learn how to unite amongst Am Yisrael, to unite the Jewish nation. Yiratzon, we should all be zoche to appreciate and embrace these ideals. And by doing so, in so doing, we should be zoche to be mitakein, to fix and render the mistakes that happened on the day of Asara B'Tevet. And as a result of our efforts to do so, to once again re-strengthen and reinvigorate ourselves as a nation, will be zoche lirot betuv Yerushalayim, the bnia of binyan adayad, b'mehera bi'ameinu, amen.